This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, this is Good Friday. It's the kickoff of Easter weekend, except for Kevin, who already did Easter.
Yeah.
Easter's already, like, Easter already came. Christ has already been risen.
That's right.
Kevin already went out to his Easter dinner yesterday and celebrated. So
yeah.
What happened?
I found out more because my daughter's working this weekend. That's part of the reason. The in-laws, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law have a big Easter gathering. My in-laws, Sarah's parents, then also have a, you know, Easter mass and things like that. So it was like, okay, we're going to do it on a Thursday night. It was fun. It was really cool. We did a similar game that my wife created for Christmas, when we did Christmas, where you hide stuff under, we hid eggs under cups and we played a memory game. And I walked away with $4. So
nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's fun. You guys did like a whole thing then.
Yeah.
Games were being played. Big
celebration. Out. It was a lot of fun.
Where did you guys order from?
There's a local restaurant called Santino's.
Really?
And we were able to all get everything, you know, from... I mean, it's weird because my lifestyle change of not eating a lot of fat
food. I was going to say, yeah, what'd you order?
I was actually able to get fried chicken, but instead of French fries, broccoli.
So, wow.
You know, a little more...
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
No. So, but,
I mean, you're wearing a short sleeve shirt today. You're looking nice and thin.
I'm working on it.
Buffing so up.
Appreciate it. I'm not buffing up, but
Hannah's like, you're looking a lot like my dog.
Oh my gosh. You know, I got a lot of DMs about Bear yesterday.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
So we had posted, like, you can actually throw a picture of your dog and with like a couple of like description words into ChatGPT and it'll give you the human version of your dog. And Hannah had a crush on her dog.
Yeah. Everybody did.
In Hannah's defense, everybody.
He's a good-looking dog.
He was a good-looking human. That whatever AI spit out was clearly AI because that man was good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
So you got DMs like, can I get his number?
Yeah, they're like, why do I have a crush on your dog? Like, I don't know.
That's funny.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell him the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
There's a bookstore named Serendipity Books in Michigan, and they needed help moving to a bigger location. But the thing was, it was just around the corner, so they didn't really want to hire movers. Instead of doing that, 300 people lined up and moved one book at a time like a human conveyor belt.
Whoa!
Oh, no way!
Yes. And I posted on the Brett Mega Show Instagram on our story. You can see a video of it. Like, it makes me want to cry.
Really?
It is so cute. They moved over 9,000 books in 2 hours, keeping them all in alphabetical order.
Oh, wow.
That's
like,
cool.
That is so cool.
I love like local bookshop feels, everything about it.
Yeah.
And then like it just goes to show you, because sometimes I think to myself, how do these local bookshops survive? They're so cute, but can they make it? And they really do make it just because people love it too. Like the power of the community that happens inside a local bookstore. And that goes to show you the power of a local bookstore. Really cool story, really powerful story. If you want to see that video, it's on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day here on the Brett Mega Show as we kick off Easter weekend. A lot of Easter candy going to be devoured this weekend. But what's your favorite? Is it not Easter candy, just any candy which you hope is in your basket? Is it the Reese's Easter egg? What's your favorite candy you hope is inside your basket, Hannah?
Honestly, literally every single time I get a basket, I just hope there's gum in there.
Man, you are lame.
Like, wow. I don't know.
Why do you hate Easter so much?
Besides gum, I like the...
Like mint gum?
Yeah, I like the Nerd gummy clusters. Those are fine.
Man, no. You just don't have any fun.
So I know.
What do you, like, have you gotten it? Your mom does Easter baskets still for
does.
You.
Yeah, she does.
Still, like, even as a grown adult, she does all your sisters.
Uh-huh.
What will be inside it? Like expensive things? Like AirPods?
No, like gum, makeup wipes, hopefully a bottle of self-tanner. I'm running low. Mm-hmm. Easter Bunny, if you hear me. Stuff like that.
Wow.
I don't really like candy.
Wow.
Wow.
Kevin,
good
come
for
on,
you.
Man.
Yeah, good. I know.
Good for you, he says.
Well, I found out yesterday that my daughter doesn't like the Reese's eggs.
What?
Yes, I know. I was
Does
shocked.
She not like normal Reese's?
She's not a fan of peanut butter.
She, you just found this out, like, mind blown? Like, it's been my daughter since forever?
You've known me for 19 years, yeah. And I was like, this is new to me. I'll be taking that candy.
Yeah, so Kevin got her all Easter eggs. Like, exactly. Sorry, I don't know. Sorry. You don't like it, I'll take it.
I don't know how that happened, but yeah, I'm taking the Reese's egg because those are awesome.
I like anything with caramel in there.
Oh, yeah. I would agree mm-hmm. that with that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the Cadbury Cream Egg might be one of my favorite candies of all time. Or the other candy is a Take 5 bar.
What is that?
You guys never had a Take 5 bar?
Take 5 is great.
Never heard of it.
Oh my
god. No.
It's a game. It's the best candy bar out there. It's got like pretzel and caramel.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just amazing.
Was it 5?
Chocolate.
That sounds like
five
too much.
Ingredients that the way they do it or
yeah.
5 special things.
It's just amazing.
I like all candy, but I guess I'm just going to say the one I eat the most because I really can't decide, and that's Sweet Tarts.
Sweet
you
Tarts.
You do love Sweet Tarts.
Sweet Tarts make my like they it's not like a sour candy. I don't know what Sweet Tarts are. Like, I guess it's super sweet. It makes you pucker.
Yeah.
I
love
like,
that.
Yeah. I don't mind, like, sour things, but, like, the Sweet Tarts, like, do, like, they're, like, I don't know. Like, there's, like, something weird about them.
Do you like the Sweet Tart jelly beans?
I don't think I've tried them.
You brought
what?
This up, all these different jelly beans.
I know. I'm not, like, huge in the jelly bean community, I guess.
Now I just want candy. Who wants candy for breakfast?
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So these are stories that are going viral right now. I'll read off a headline and Hannah tells me which one I need to click on and get more details on and which ones I need to scroll on by. Like, want to know the secret to happy marriage? Arguing.
That doesn't really make sense. So yeah.
Studies show that couples who argue or never argue are 35% more likely to get a divorce. Having regular disagreements and talking out tensions is the key to any happy relationship or marriage. You have to be able to tell each other how you feel.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you never argue, it could also like translate into like one of you just like doesn't care.
Or just yeah. leading to avoidance and it just like builds up.
That
and,
makes sense.
Yeah. How much do you, you know what's interesting is you started with that doesn't make any sense. And by the end of it, we came to the conclusion.
I know.
Yeah,
right. In like 20
sense.
Seconds.
Yeah. How much do you need to earn to be a top 1%er?
Nothing I'll ever get to. Keep moving.
A lot of people talking about those top 1%ers and Anna said, I don't care. A scientific proof that pets can make you happy.
Well, it's hard for me because I never believe in science, but I love dogs. So, you know what? I'll take it. Sorry, AB.
Well, this is how you can become a top 1%er. Just get a dog. They say that having a dog in your life is the same as getting a $93,000 raise.
Wow.
How the heck do you calculate
yeah.
that?
Yeah,
that's
right?
crazy.
Right.
Like the same level of enjoyment if someone said you give $93,000 more than when your puppy walks in the room.
Hey, companies are going to start giving out dogs.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Here's the dog. Yeah.
Forget the raise.
Here you go.
Right. Yeah, it's going to cost you $93,000 to
take care of the dog.
Yeah. The life of the dog, but that's okay.
More couples are Latin. You want to know what Latin is?
No, keep moving.
All right, it's living apart together.
Living apart together.
Now you want to know what it
yeah.
is?
No. Okay. I say keep moving.
Okay, you're just trying to figure it out. All right, we're out of time.
I was trying to figure out how that spelled Latin.
Lat, L-A-T.
Lat. Oh, they're Latin.
And then like, yeah, this is right. Oh, making it a verb.
Okay. I'm not hip enough to get it.
Yeah, we're just doing a lot of living apart together, you
okay.
know.
Okay. Latin.
Basically, they live in two different houses because they're probably top 1%.
Right.
Or
right.
they have a dog.
Right. $93,000 dog.
Brit better keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Thea, are you ready to take on Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
I am.
Do you feel like you're better than Hannah at this?
I think I got some help in the car today.
Oh!
Who are we working with? What's your team?
My boyfriend, Ben, and I will take on Hannah.
Okay, ooh. Team Lovebirds versus Hannah. All right, leave Hannah. And Thea and the boyfriend, Ben, are going to take her on. 5 pop culture questions. I'll ask you guys the same questions. Hannah will be out of the room. She won't be able to hear. Thea and her man work at Hannah at this game, all right?
Sounds good.
Who sings the song, A Bar Song?
Shaboozy.
Yep, and it's broken pretty much every record out there. On the Call Her Daddy podcast, Chloe opened up about catching her ex-husband cheating on her. Who is this former NBA basketball player and former husband of hers?
Lamar something. What's his name?
Lamar Odom.
Yes!
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 Wait a
yeah! You got it.
Ben, you're an impressive man. Thea, do you see your man working hard? Which fast food restaurant trolled Katy Perry's trip to space saying, can we send her back?
That was Wendy's.
Wow. All right, Ben. There we go. Name someone who made the top 100 most influential list from Time magazine.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk made it. Hey, there
nice
you
job.
Go. Ben, really picking up the slack here, Thea. The most purchased Easter candy in the U.S. is?
The chocolate bunnies.
Only miss was this one. Ooh. It is Reese's peanut butter eggs.
All right.
That's okay.
Okay, 4 to 5. I really thought we weren't going to have a 5 out of 5. All right, here we go. One song away. We'll see how Hannah does.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah entering back into the room. She's going to play Hannah's homeschool. 5 pop culture questions. I just got Dan answering. Team Lovebirds. Thea and Ben answered together. And I will say this, they make a good team. When Thea was down, Ben picked her up. When Ben was down, Thea picked him up. And Lovebirds, tell her how many you got right, guys.
4 out of 5.
All right.
All right. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, Hannah. 4 out of 5. We'll get Hannah the point, though, for her win because it is her school. One of the biggest songs, breaking almost every record that ever existed, is the song called A Bar Song. Who sings it?
Shaboozy.
Shaboozy. On the Call Her Daddy podcast, Chloe opened up about catching her ex-husband cheating on her. He's a former NBA basketball player. Who is he?
Lamar Odom.
Lamar
Dirty
Odom.
Dog.
Oh, wow.
Which fast food restaurant trolled Katy Perry saying, can we send her
Wendy's.
Back? It was Wendy's. Name someone on the Times 100 most influential list.
I'll say Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser. And the most purchased Easter candy in the U.S. is?
Gotta be Reese's Eggs.
Oh, 5. Ooh. Hannah went 5 for 5.
That's a sweep.
Hannah, quick 5 for 5, guys. Wow. She didn't even hesitate.
Man.
Like, damn, girl. All right. Thea and Ben, you guys don't get the win. You have to say this is Thea and Ben, and we got schooled by Hannah.
We got schooled by Hannah.
All right. It was cute chemistry. She did too.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Megamind question of the day. Almost half of adults say they'll lie if you ask them this.
I think people lie about how much they make.
Mm. Ooh.
Someone
asked
you, Hannah.
I don't want to tell you.
Yeah. Hannah's going to lie right to your face.
If it's not about their money, it's about their weight.
Mm. Oh. Who's asking that? That's an intense question.
What do you weigh? Lie.
Yeah, just curious. What
These
do you
are
weigh?
I feel like both are intense questions.
Right.
What do you make? What do you weigh?
The way you said that made me want to change my answer.
It's
though.
Not. So, I'm going to give AB the biggest hint because she's glassy, but it's not an intense question. No one's grilling these people. They're just lying for no reason.
I feel like it's asking about what you eat and like you'll lie about you're healthier than you really are.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I eat salads every day.
Okay, Amy is not wrong. She's just not 100% right.
Okay, so it's not, what do you bench?
No, that's a good question, too. What do you bench? 250? Every guy benches like 250 or something. You know?
And they're all 5'11".
Right. AB is going to get mad at me because of the answer, okay? Knowing AB's answer is, what was your answer again?
What did I say? How healthy you eat.
How healthy you eat. Something about you eating. So I want something a little bit more specific. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
I got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Almost half of adults say they lie if you ask them this. I did say AB was really close, and I'm looking for something more specific, and your answer was?
Eating healthy.
Yeah. But I want something specific.
We got some texts that are pretty similar. Jen texted in, people lie about how many calories they eat.
No.
Hunter says how many fruits and vegetables you eat.
Teacher the opposite. What's the opposite of fruits and vegetables?
How desserts? Much candy you eat?
How much chocolate you eat.
You eat, yes.
How much chocolate you eat? You ask him, hey, do you eat a lot of chocolate? Nah, I'm not a big chocolate fan. And then you just see him just scarfing down Hershey bars if it's in the room. Well, I'm not a big chocolate fan.
Yeah, maybe I really do like chocolate. I'm always like, I never like
That's
it.
That's what Hannah does. Hannah always says that.
Mega Minds.
some people, and when I say some people, I mean Hannah, were in panic mode when AB said, for Lent, I'm going to give up my phone. I'm going to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I'm going to try to just disconnect from social media, disconnect from the noise. And that's what a lot of people do for Lent. They give up something during these like 40 days of Lent. And Easter weekend, you can take your phone off Do Not Disturb. You can start eating the junk food again. You can, whatever you gave up, you can start doing again. So I wanted to check in with AB on how was the Do Not Disturb journey? Was it as challenging as you thought it would be? Did you keep it on Do Not Disturb?
I have kept it on Do Not Disturb the entire time. I have not cheated at all, which I am very proud of. The person from the beginning that was the most frustrated with me, though, was definitely my mom.
Okay.
Oh. Like, when I told her I was doing this, she was just like, dumbest thing I've ever heard. What if I have to get a hold of you? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you can still text me. I just might get it later than you want.
Yeah, because how Do Not Disturb works is it doesn't, like, not disturb you. It just doesn't notify you that the text message came in. You have to look for it.
Mm-hmm. And I made it so that if you call me once, it goes straight to voicemail. If you call me a second time, it does go through.
Did you put any people on your specialty call list? Because you can put people on a specialty call.
The only person I put on my specialty call list was our boss.
Okay.
Oh. Because there was one day he tried to call me about five times. And I missed all of them.
Oh,
my God. So wow. I was like, that was not good. So he's the only one. For a minute, I put my mom, but then she, like, talks to me so much. I was like, this is, like, not, this is besides the point. Like, you're sending me too many TikToks. I can't have you on this list.
That's so funny.
I will say, like, also, I live in the same apartment building as my best friend. And normally she would, like, text me, like, hey, I'm coming over. But she kind of stopped doing that and would just walk in unannounced now and is like, hey, I'm here.
Did it bother you?
No, it didn't bother me. Okay. Like, she did that yesterday. She walked in. She was like, hey, get up. We're going on a walk. I was like, okay. And my phone was about to die. And so I was like, I'm just going to leave my phone here, which I honestly don't think I would have done like 40 days ago. I think I'd be like, we need to stay here and wait for my phone to charge a little bit before we can go. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm going to leave it here. We ended up being on this walk for like 3.5 hours. I was completely without my phone. I honestly didn't think about it once.
Oh, wow.
Like, and I never even was like, oh, I want to show you something. Reach for my phone. Oh, I don't have it. Like, I don't even think I thought that once.
Hannah, did it bother you? Because you were nervous that, like, because with our job, it is kind of like 24/7. You're constantly reaching for content. You're constantly creating. There's communication among all of us. You are nervous about, like, what if I need her for work? Or what if I need her because I'm Hannah and you're my friend?
Yeah. I mean, I was horrified when I heard this. I was like, what? Out of all the things she's choosing, she chose this. But honestly, it was not nearly as bad as I thought it would be going into it. Like AB said, she was like able to reply. So it wasn't like she was just like in the dark for like 40 something days. Like she was able to reply. And there was a couple of times that I did have to press the notify anyway button. But I was trying not to do that often.
Did you think that she should have for what she texted you? Whatever that message
I'm
was.
I'm honestly not remembering when she did that, so like, it couldn't have been that bad.
Like, was it justified? Right. Like, why did you hit notify anyways?
I would only do that if it was, like, an 911? Emergency. Yeah, and so I think I did it, like, twice.
In 40 less than 40 days.
We had a really commanding life-or-death emergency
had to talk to me about.
Wow.
I do think the one thing that I really didn't like is, like, when I came back from my walk and I had to go on my phone again, it gives me anxiety going to my texts because then I have, like,
it's loaded,
50
too much.
Texts.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, well, I don't like this either. So, like, that's kind of not the fun part of it is having to respond in bulk.
Do you think you'll find, like, a happy medium?
Yeah.
Is there a positive because you had this break?
Are you going to take it off Do Not Disturb right away?
Right.
No. Like, I really do like it on Do Not Disturb, but I don't know what the happy medium would be.
You haven't figured it out yet?
No.
I will say this. I actually didn't notice a difference at all, so I don't know if you're just always just staring at my...
Yeah, just ignoring us.
Oh, I thought it was going to be that she's always texting me back, but yeah, maybe it's the opposite. I didn't thought maybe you're always just staring at my text messages, waiting to respond.
I just always have it up.
Yeah, I didn't notice a difference up until yesterday.
Yesterday, Brett was texting me when I was on this walk, and it took me, I think, 4 hours
to
respond.
All business. I was like, hey, we were trying to schedule something with a client to film a video, and the client was asking me dates, and I was like, hey, AB, can you confirm this date? And I didn't get a text message back. First time.
Stop ghosting me.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any notify anything, but I was like, I'm just waiting in the wings to hear back from people. Mm-hmm. And so business stopped for a walk yesterday, apparently.
Yep.
But that was the first time I was, and I actually thought about that. I'm like, oh, I knew we were going to address, like, oh, how did the do not disturb journey go? And I was like, it's so funny because I was going to say, I didn't notice anything. Maybe I'm just oblivious. Then I noticed something yesterday of all days.
Right.
So there is a happy medium, which is Hannah 911s on a weekly basis.
Right.
Couples who do this together are more likely to stay together. We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Let me tell you what this is. It's hobby. Do you and your significant other have a hobby together? 314-531-9898. When I read this, I kind of got in panic mode. I don't think my wife and I don't have a hobby together. We don't have like we're not in a pickleball league. I don't have a bowling league. What is a hobby that you and your significant other have? 314-531-9898.
How do we define the hobby? Because I look at some of the stuff that Sarah and I do together.
Okay.
Like we go on walks together.
Walking a hobby?
We watch certain television shows together.
I don't think those count as hobbies.
Those don't really count as hobbies.
I don't think they do either.
Yeah. I mean, so you like
I think
want
like
us to
puzzle,
be like...
I think like well, we're puzzlers. We're readers.
Okay,
these are my hobbies.
I've helped... My wife is working on a jigsaw puzzle at her
parents'
house.
That's a hobby.
I've come in and I've helped out. But
really?
That's not something we do all the time together, but I guess, you know...
We're not puzzle people.
We share common interests, but, you know, she hates my hobby. She doesn't want to get involved with any type
G.I. Joe collecting would be a hobby,
She hates it.
I don't have this. I literally was like... Nobody has, like, we have, most couples have common interests. They don't have hobbies together. I don't know any couples out there like.
My parents used to be on, like, an adult volleyball team together.
No, that's cool.
That's a hobby.
Yeah.
They
were in an adult volleyball league?
Yeah, but then they ended up, the games were, like, too late at night, and they were like, we need to be in bed. Oh, my gosh.
I want to be in a bowling league, and I want to get bowling t-shirts and have, like, bowling
I think
exams.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, like, I want to be in a bowling league.
I think the bigger problem I'm having with this is I don't know that I have any hobbies.
Like, as a person, as a human?
Yeah, like, all I really like to do is... Be with my family and work
out. Counts for you.
Well, of course, I need to have someone who likes to do that with me.
Yeah, but you have to go together. Do you, your boyfriend and you, your ex-boyfriend, you guys would go to the gym together, but you wouldn't work out together, right?
Yeah, we would.
Oh, like do the same thing? Like
yeah, so
same
I think
machine?
That would count as like
count.
A hobby together.
Yeah, I thought he was off doing like, you know, like
no,
Olympic
I was
lifts.
Doing the intense
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
too.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, I think that counts. But I almost feel like that is like a fringe one because it's like very lifestyle-ish, like almost like watching TV. But I do think hobby, like working out as a hobby. But beyond that, like are you in a pickleball league together, bowling leagues? You guys do bingo on a monthly basis?
Or like
I could get down with that.
You do cosplay?
What is that?
Well,
those are like people who dress up as like comic book characters.
That's a hobby.
But
that is, people love that. Yes, people do like go to those like
Comic-Con
medieval time kind of stuff.
Or they're, what are they, LARPers? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, live-action role-play.
Yes.
I have no idea what
that
was.
The ones who do that at Renaissance fairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Renaissance fairs.
That's a crazy hobby to do together.
A LARPA?
Yeah,
that's
LARP.
What they call?
Yeah, LARP. LARP.
People will go LARP in the park.
All right, there's...
What?
Whoa.
There's a Good Luck Charlie episode about it.
Okay, is there anyone out there that LARPs in the park? No one's calling for that. 314-531-9898. What hobbies do you have with your significant other? Or are you like a panic mode? Do I have a hobby like Hannah? I kind of feel the same way though as you, Hannah. Couples who hobby together are more likely to stay together. And when I read that, I was like, I don't think my wife and I have any hobbies together. What hobby do you do with your significant other? 314-531-9898. Are you LARPing at the park? Just learned that. That's live action role play.
That's right.
That seems freaky.
Yep.
What kind of hobbies do you have with your significant other? Hannah?
We got a text asking if this even counts as a hobby. It says, does sending each other TikToks count? We send each other reels and TikToks, mostly of silly animals and people. Okay, I'm not going to read the rest.
Whoa!
but yeah, this couple sends each other TikTok reels, so they are wondering if it's a hobby.
Okay, what's your vote, Kevin?
I would say that is. You share a common interest, and you're also, you know, you're collecting TikTok videos in a way.
You're just sending them to each other, though? Like, I don't think
you
that's
and your
a
mom have a hobby together. Right, your mom
I don't consider that a hobby. You do it on your own, and then you just kind of, it's like sending a text, kind of.
I think it's almost considered a hobby nowadays. It's like a new tech thing.
Right, yeah.
Teacher Katie texted in. This is awesome. She said, my husband and I go to estate sales together on Saturdays and Sundays when my daughter doesn't have volleyball tournaments. We go get coffee and go explore.
My in-laws do this. Dude,
that's
there's
so
like
fun.
There's like a Facebook group and everything that tells you where the estate sale is going to be and like things that are on it. We had an estate sale literally across the street from my house. You couldn't park on my street. It was insane. It was like everything was blocked off. And my wife's like, oh man, my mom and dad knew, they would know all about the estate sale. And they're like, my wife texted my mother-in-law. And she's like, looked it up for you guys on my estate sale thing, whatever the hell that is. And she like had all the info. Like, oh, they got these tools on sale. There's a whole world out there about estate sales. You got to like it's like the movie Twister, but with like old antiques. Like you're chasing estate sales.
Yeah.
Christina, you have a hobby with your significant other?
I do. Yeah. We play golf together.
Oh,
that's fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Usually it's like a one-sided thing.
This is going to sound like very non-manly of me, but that, you can pick out cute golf outfits together. That's so cute.
Well, no, but he laughs at mine. He laughs a lot at mine.
Who's better?
Yeah. He's been playing most of his life. I've been playing for 2 years, and I hang with him.
Wow! So you're better.
Cute.
Christina's a natural. She's a Rory.
Yeah. She's a Rory.
And Hannah gets my reference. She knows who won the Masters.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy. Grand Slam. I know all about it.
Yeah. And anybody who plays golf, if you watch it all winter, you know when spring gets here, your handicaps drop because you've been watching it and you're going to be better.
Look at you using things like handicap dropping.
Okay, I'm lost.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yes.
That was fun. Thank you so much for the call, Christina. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but the battle between Drake and Kendrick Lamar is not over. I'll give you a legal update between them in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So just when I think the beef with Drake and Kendrick Lamar is over, it just keeps progressing. And if you're new to the show, we've been invested in this battle for a hot sec. And by we, I mean Kevin being a big Kendrick Lamar stan.
That's right.
If Kendrick Lamar was like going to the streets to fight Drake in the middle of a battle, if you would, Kevin would be the guy right behind Kendrick Lamar with his arms crossed. That would be Kevin.
Playing his song.
Kevin is big.
Yes.
They not like us. They not like
us. Team Kendrick for Kev.
So talking about that song, obviously Super Bowl was like forever ago, but Drake is just now filing an amended complaint in the courts because of Kendrick's performance of that song. Basically, what he's complaining about is that it made Drake look bad, and it being Super Bowl and it being on such a big platform, like with millions of people, Drake is upset because he's like, well, you put this song that makes me look bad in front of all these people, so now all these people think I'm a pedophile.
Drake is just embarrassing himself.
I think I agree with Drake a little bit on this, though.
No.
We wouldn't want someone to call you a pedophile. It's one thing to like, oh, this song made fun of me. It's another thing to like, I feel like everyone after that was saying and asking themselves, is Drake a pedophile? It's like the worst thing
the
to call
Super
someone.
The Super Bowl was not the turning point of people to ask those questions.
No.
That
right.
song
he said
had
it in the
been
song
released for months before. Nobody looked at Drake any differently because of the Super Bowl. They had been looking at him differently. That song had been released forever. And Drake's timing sucks on this. Why are you just now filing a complaint when the song came out forever ago? Super Bowl was like 5 years ago. Like, get over it. You look so dumb. And I thought that Drake was like maybe turning a new page. He released that new like Nokia song, went viral on TikTok. Like he was kind of like, you know, maybe
moving on from this,
getting
argument?
Better.
Yeah.
But this just is like canon event for him to keep going back on it. Like stop going back. You look dumb.
I do think calling someone a pedophile would upset me.
Yeah.
And I do think
slander,
you have a, like, yeah, I would argue that. But you are right. Like, the song was so big at that point. Like, those complaints should have been happening. Like, hey, you can't say that in a song
right.
about me.
It
should have
been
that.
Right away.
Yeah.
It would have made more sense right away. Maybe legality takes a long time to get to that point. I don't know.
No, whatever. He's just being a baby. This has been Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
What store just has such a distinct smell that even if you were blindfolded, someone kidnapped you, brought you to that store, and you're like, I know what store I'm in right now. I can tell you my location. 314-531-9898. What store is it for you? Hannah, this was your mom's idea, right?
Yeah, my mom actually brought this to me because her answer is like so definitive. She says that no matter what, if she was blindfolded and she walked into like either Home Depot or Lowe's, she would know exactly where she was.
I wrote down Home Depot and Lowe's.
We love those stores. Yeah.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. I actually don't love those. I hate them. And I went through a remodel and had a bunch of repairs. That's why I know it so well. So I'm actually the opposite. I despise it. If I walked in, they'd be like, oh, I hate this smell. I know exactly where I'm at.
Lots of people are already texting in stuff like, obvious, like Bath and Body Works or Yankee Candle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are a given.
Okay, this doesn't count as a store, but I just want to get it off my chest because it pisses me off so much. So you guys are going to ding me on it not being a store. Subway. When you go into Subway, you cannot get it off your clothes for like, it's like three washes.
I feel like that's every like fast food place though.
No, Subway, there's something even like more intense at Subway. Like I do agree every fast food place, but man, go into Subway. Today, challenge it. Go into Subway, Hannah. Just walk in, get yourself like a nice little cookie or something. Don't spend a lot of time there. I guarantee I'll be able to smell it on you on Monday.
Yeah, but it's a good smell.
No.
No, it's worst. It's worse.
Not even going to argue recently that it's like the sandwich smell. Recently, when I've been going into like the newly remodeled Subways, you know, they're like redoing all of them.
They still smell like the old ones.
No, it smells like cleaner. But too much cleaner. Almost like dog. I don't know. It's been making me nauseous.
I can smell Barnes & Noble's.
Yes.
I thought the
books. Yep.
PetSmart.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can actually smell what section you're in.
Yeah.
Reptiles, you're like, yep, I know where I'm at.
The one my wife loves thrifting, so Goodwill.
Goodwill has a very
distinct smell.
Yeah. Yes.
And my wife loves to go thrifting. Okay, what are they for you? 314-531-9890. You're blindfolded. Someone walks you into a store. What store? You're like, I know it. We can go to the next store because I already know what store I'm in. We want to take your calls on this while we're commercial free. What store, if you walked into it blindfolded, you just instantly know I'm in that store because of the smell? 314-531-9898. Some stores, man, they just have such a distinct smell. You could walk in blindfolded. Hannah's mom is actually talking about this, and I have it for different reasons than her. She says she knows what?
She says that she knows the smell of like Lowe's and Home Depot, like the back of her hand.
Yeah, I feel like
no matter what, she knows that.
I did, went through repairs and I know nothing about that stuff. I like lived at Home Depot, so I'm like, oh my God, I'm back here. And can somebody help me find the wrench? Because I've never been to Home Depot and not have to ask for help.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm always lost. I don't know any of those tools.
That's better than the guys that like refuse to ask for help and they're in there for hours.
I'm going to find it. I know it's here.
I literally could go in for like a light bulb and I'm like, why is there 16 soft lights, medium soft, this? I'm like, can someone help me? And then you know what I wanted to have a bone to pick is Subway. I feel like you can never get it off your clothes. Kelly, you have an explanation of why Subway has such a distinct, strong smell?
Because it's just nasty.
I haven't been to Subway in a long time, but I actually like eating Subway. But there's something about the smell. It's like the same as campfire. I am wearing a hat for when I went like camping last weekend. I'm like, oh, I can still smell campfire on my hat. You can't get it off.
So weird. Really? I've never noticed that, and I love Subway.
I think it smells like baking fresh bread.
I don't have a problem. I'm not saying it smells bad. I'm just saying it's strong.
It's strong?
Yeah, you can't get it out.
And Kelly, you agree with this?
I do. It's the yeast. And so I worked for Subway as a district manager for 10 years in Denver.
Oh, wow.
And this by the end of the Subway. Day, not only... By the end of the day, not only did I smell like Subway, but my car did from going in and out of all the stores. And it was really hard to get rid of, but yeah.
But you sold that car and got rid of it so you could.
But when I still go to Subway to this day, it's just instant memories that come back because of that smell.
Wow.
So you're right. It doesn't go away.
That's funny.
Wow.
Kelly's like trying to meet like a friend. Like, oh, you used to work at Subway. Why? I know.
Yeah, we just know. I know.
Liz, there's a distinct store smell for you. Which store has a distinct smell? Liz?
Oh, it's me. Well, Abercrombie and Hollister. I can smell that in my sleep. I worked there for a long time. I think it's still in my nose to this day.
Yeah, that cologne spray.
Oh, my God.
That smells crazy.
Like teenage boy spray. Like, right, for, like you could smell it like as you get to the mall. Like,
yep.
That's the reason they had to close malls down, is because that's like it was like so like it was like gas through the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, when I first started there, we didn't have the budget to spray it from the ceilings like they did in the later days. So we had to walk around every 30 minutes with a big bottle, and it was the room spray, and we sprayed the mannequins in the air.
No way!
Wow. Somebody, we would be like, "Yeah, I'll spray you too."
That's hilarious.
First off, I knew it had a strong smell. I didn't know they did really have
it. Pumping
like,
it in.
Every
30 yep. minutes you guys were walking. I thought people just like people who shop there just wear too much cologne. So that was a real thing. They were just like pumping it like a gas chamber.
Yes. Yes. And then eventually they upgraded to sealing kind of one of those automatic sprays. And that would go off every 30 minutes instead of us walking around.
Kevin, is more of a reference for you, like Batman Begins, doesn't that guy have to put a mask on and like spray people?
Oh, Bane?
No, like in the first one, the Scarecrow guy.
Oh, the Scarecrow.
And it makes him go crazy.
Fear toxin.
Yeah, it's fear toxin. That was created because of Hollister.
Wow.
They were walking around just spraying people with fear toxin.
We're connecting a lot of dots here.
Right, yeah.
Man, this is a smelly show.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we cover all those viral stories that people are talking about on the internet that you probably have been running around like crazy, and you just haven't had time to scroll through it. So I'll scroll through the internet for you, and Hannah, you tell me which ones you need details on. Like foods that have the weirdest and wildest swings between very good to absolutely horrible and bad.
Ooh, what?
Watermelon made the list. Sometimes it's absolutely amazing, and then sometimes it has like zero flavor. It could just be like literally just eating water.
Yeah, true.
Salmon.
Yeah.
Dunkin' coffee.
Yes!
You can literally get like the greatest cup of coffee ever, and then sometimes they say the same exact day, like the coffee is just terrible. It's not the same. Like,
you
whatever
can
reason.
Know by just the color of it. Like sometimes it literally tastes like water from the Merrimack River.
Yeah. Mac and cheese.
I've never had bad mac and cheese.
Yeah, like if you try too hard, you just need like an easy, cheap mac and cheese.
I'm terrible at it. I put too much water in sometimes for the microwave one. And my son, who's a mac and cheese fanatic, is like, this is not good.
Apples, they like sometimes are like really juicy and good. Chicken breast, nachos, and then scrambled eggs. They said you're literally 5 seconds between perfect to like way too dried out and it's a disaster. I know some secrets about Toy Story 5, like what the plot's going to be about.
Nah, keep moving. Right, I'm still sad over Forky.
All right. Women goes viral for timing how long dreaded tasks take.
Keep it moving.
All right.
I don't have a reason. I just wanted to keep it moving.
Okay. where you can get 1 cent cheeseburgers.
Oh, okay. Where?
Burger King has 1 cent cheeseburgers. Anything for a dollar. After you purchase anything for a dollar on April 20th, all of a sudden, if you use the app, you go buy anything for a dollar, they give you a 1 cent cheeseburger all the way through April 20th.
So Kevin's like writing that down.
Yeah, I am. I'm going, hey, man, that's good. After Easter, after you find the eggs, you go get the cheeseburger.
Yep, use the app, boom, get something for a dollar and get yourself a 1 cent cheeseburger.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Blind rankings. Blind rankings. Let's see how they rank.
All right, we're going to do some blind rankings while we're commercial-free here on the Brett Maga Show. We're going to make you, Hannah, rank holidays because we got a holiday coming up. So we got 1 through 5. I'll give you 5 different holidays, and you rank them blind, meaning that you won't know each holiday. So I'll give you one holiday. You don't know which one's going to come up. You got to figure out a good spot for it, 1 through 5. Let's start with the holiday that's coming up on Sunday, Easter.
I'm going to say 4.
All right, putting Easter in the 4 spot. 4th of July.
Okay, I knew this eventually was going to come. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say 1.
You put in the 1 spot. Wow.
I just love being at the Lake of the Ozarks, being on the boat. Like that like time of life is just fun.
Thanksgiving.
Ooh. I'm going to say 3. Thanksgiving. I'm like sweating. Why am I so nervous?
Because you're worried about bad holidays coming up.
What's a bad holiday?
Flag Day.
No! Five!
Five? You left the five spot open.
Okay, all I have left is two.
All right.
I'm scared.
President's Day.
Bruh. That's worse than Flag Day.
That's worse.
That's literally worse than Flag Day.
No, it's not. It's a day off.
Yeah, we do get work
off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
fair. No, but it's cold and stupid.
Flag Day. So you're very patriotic.
Yeah, I put President's Day over Thanksgiving.
Yeah. 4th of July, President's Day.
I'm banking
on Christmas. No, you thought it was going to go Christmas. 4th of July is her favorite holiday. Very patriotic. Then President's Day.
Man, I just sound like a America.
Well, then you establish America can establish in the worst way possible.
Right.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Just terrible. Yeah. Easter, Flag Day.
Man, well, if I really was, you know, patriotic AF, I would put Flag Day above Easter.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I did wrong.
Blind rankings. Blind rankings. Let's see how they rank. Let's see how they rank.
While we're commercial free on the Brett Magus Show, we're going to play a little game. Real or fake product? I will give you a product and you'd guess. Do you think this is something that really exists? You can go out on Amazon, purchase it, and put it in your Easter basket for this weekend. Give you a product. You either tell me fake or you tell me real. Solar powered nightlight. Fake or real?
Real.
Fake. Yeah, I think that's real.
How is that possible?
Solar powered nightlight.
It's at night. I don't know. Those solar power people can solar power anything.
They can, they can solar power.
And they will tell you about
it. Well, you charge it during the day and it works at night. That's what
there's always a way to make it work.
There's always a way to make it work.
It's fake.
Ah, thank God.
I love Hannah Kevin Rick really just came in there.
Well, I
started to believe them, actually.
Well, I have solar powered, you know, lights that are outdoors. And they're not on in the daytime. They're getting charged up. And at night, they run. So I thought that's how they would do the nightlight.
I don't know.
I'm just stick it outside.
Solar power people really just do something.
They got it.
They're so intense.
Doggles.
Oh, those are real for sure.
Real.
My dog has them.
Are those goggles for your dog?
Yeah. Why does Carly have them?
Because
her eyebrow hair is so long that my dad bought them for her. So when she's looking out the window of the car, her eyebrow hair doesn't get in the way of like her vision.
Wow.
Gave me the ick. I wish I was kidding.
Shut up, your dog.
I need to find a picture.
Oh my God, your dog has goggles.
Oh my God. Do they make beer doggles?
Oh my God. How about
why is her eyebrow hair long?
Because the vet people refuse to cut it.
It's a thing. Why are you bringing up her dog? You know it's a sensitive subject.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't like to talk about it.
Inflatable coffee mug.
If it's not real, it should be.
No, I don't think that can be because I think the heat from the coffee would burst the.
I think it's real.
Oh, okay, I'll say fake.
It's fake.
Yeah.
A butter stick, like where you could put your butter on like a glue stick.
Oh.
I hope that's real.
Yeah, I bet you that's real.
That should be real.
Yeah. It is real, yeah. Okay. Goldfish walker. Give your goldfish a little walk.
What fake?
Totally real. It has to be. There's weird people out there.
And there's
who's taking their goldfish for a walk?
People are taking their cats on walks.
The same people can breathe air.
Is it like a walker for a fishbowl?
Yeah, walker for a fishbowl. You need a little walker. You think the goldfish walker?
I think that's something, yeah.
It's like the same people who put their goggles on their dogs because it's real.
Yeah.
So you put a leash on a fish tank?
Yeah, you got a little walker, yeah.
Wow.
Self-tying necklace. Or necktie.
I don't think that's real.
Just like if you don't know how to tie a tie, just put on the self-tie in one.
That's called dad.
I'll say fake.
It's fake. Yeah. And a motorized ice cream cone, a cone that rotates the ice cream for you so you don't even have to turn
it. Real. People are so lazy.
Yeah.
That's definitely real.
That's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is why people are so lazy that they have the ice cream cone turn it for them. They just stick their tongue out and it just goes for them. We've just been dancing and hanging out commercial freestyle all hour long like we do every single day, kicking off Easter weekend for you. Hopefully this rain holds up. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So if you're a fan of...
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Post Malone or Morgan Wallen, or even better, the both of them, today is going to be a good day for you. I'll explain why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, woo! Baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
It's a Friday. It's warm out. It's vibey. And Post Malone and Morgan Wallen dropped their new song today. So we knew this was coming. Obviously not a surprise. They announced it last week via Instagram. And of course, we talked about it in the hashtag. And the two boys shared like a clip of their new song. Kev, we don't have to play it right now because actually after the hashtag, we're going to play the full song. Kevin like found it in the archive somewhere.
Yeah, right.
But
we're ready for these guys.
Yes.
We know this is going to be another hit.
Yeah, it is. And I listened to it on my way to work. And the clip doesn't do it justice.
You love it?
I love it. I low-key felt like I was tearing up because Morgan Wallen, I love his music, but he just like is a summer person. So I love that releasing this like right ahead of summer. It gives me like hope that warm weather and like good things are coming. It was just awesome. Brett, what did you think about it?
Well, you know how I feel about Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, you hate him. Yeah.
I really just don't think of beach balls and summer and brightness when I think of that
you
idiot.
Think of jail.
Yeah. Throwing chairs and saying racist comments and just being a total D-bag. But the song is awesome.
Right. You can't deny
yeah,
it. Even if you hate him, the song is so good.
Yes. So I actually used to like Morgan Wallen's music, and then I felt like it just got into a weird groove where I just wasn't connecting with it. I don't know if it was my hatred for him. Probably my hatred for him.
Hatred?
And him and I, we have a big beef. He doesn't like me. Clearly, he knows me. But this song is like that kind of that Morgan Wallen jam that I used to like back in the day.
Yes.
And I think it's super exciting, and I think it's fun.
I don't even know why this word keeps coming to my head, but this song is like vibey to me. But that's
vibey,
not even
vibey.
Like the lyrics are not vibe.
No, it's like I'm not coming back to you. It's all
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know why I like am bebopping to this song. Kevin, just play it. I don't even want to talk anymore.
All right, here's the new Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. Let us know if you think it's vibey. All right, what do you think?
Are we vibing?
Are we vibing?
We're vibing.
Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, I ain't coming back. Brand new. They just dropped it today. These two had a giant hit the first time. And I think, honestly, as much as I always talk crap to Hannah about Morgan Wallen because she's obsessed with him, I think they have another giant hit.
Yeah.
Song is so good.
It's coming back.
Let us know if you think this song was vibe. You could always text us at 314-531-9898.
What you say?
All right, let's do What the Beep. We asked for you to guess what's behind the beep. We take a clip that was actually said on the show, we beep out a certain word, and we see if you can guess what that word is. The mathematical formula for a truly...
I'm terrible at math, but I guess I could try this out.
All right, the mathematical formula for what? What were we trying to figure out the mathematical formula?
I don't even know this.
I never know the answers to these.
Welcome to the show, girls. See if you can figure it out at 8:48.
What? You say
what the beep did we say on the Brett Manga Show? We take a clip that was actually on the show, something we said, and then we try to figure out what's behind the beep. The mathematical formula for a truly...
I'm terrible at math, but I guess I could try this out.
It wasn't really math, Hannah. Do you remember what it was?
How to wake up earlier?
The mathematical formula for a truly joyful day.
I'm terrible at math, but I guess I could try this out.
Joyful.
Joyful. Yeah.
I remember
close.
That now.
Close.
Yeah, you were close. You were close.
I still don't remember that. Was that real?
What you say?
Is that AI?
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
All right, it is Easter weekend. That's a fact. And now we're about to drop some other interesting facts your way. Fun Fact Friday is always so much fun because we give you some interesting facts when you're gathering around your Easter dinner today or this weekend. These are just facts you can tell people, blow their mind, and we do it as a competition. AB will be the contender, I will be the fact champion, and then Hannah, Alex, and Kevin will judge our facts to which ones they find more interesting. AB, you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
All right.
Since everyone has been talking about Katy Perry and space this week,
I've a space fun fact.
Oh, good. Mm. No one cares. We're all spaced out. Dang.
Even though everyone hated the fact that she went to space.
You hated that.
Yeah, me included. Space smells like seared steak, apparently.
Who smelled it? So, Katy Perry told you this?
No, she did not. Astronauts say space has a like metally burnt meat smell.
Hmm.
Who cares? Never going to smell it. Not rich enough. Whatever. Hmm. Ask Katie if that's actually
Interesting.
True.
Interesting.
Here's a fact that you can actually tell your fans, your friends, and family at your Easter dinner, and it involves back rubs, because that is the original name of Google.
Back rub?
Yep. Google wasn't its original name. Back when Google first launched, back in the day, it was called Back Rub, and then they changed the name to Google, so it's a little bit more interesting and a little bit more now mainstream. But can you imagine if you're just like, hey, I need to back rub that real quick? And that's how you got your information? Mm. That was Google's original name. It was Back Rub.
Okay, I'm going to go, I like prefer a back rub over burnt meat. So going with Brett today.
Kevin, we're going to let Alex make the decision again? Or
I knew the back rub fact.
Oh, you did?
Ooh. I did.
Because it's awesome.
No,
thank you.
And I do find that interesting, too, you know, and think about it now if you go to backrub.com, what you find. But I think it's interesting, though, that space actually has a smell.
I mean, so, whatever.
I didn't know that. So, I mean, and it's not a good smell. So I'm voting for AB.
Gail King said that was just Katy Perry's farts.
Yeah.
That wasn't actually the smell of space. Alex, you're the deciding vote again.
Yeah, you guys like putting this on me.
Yes, we
do. You know, both are great facts.
It was a good Fun Fact Friday today.
Yeah.
It was a very solid one, I would say. I think, though, I like back rubs.
Thank you.
And that is interesting because there could have been just a lot of craziness.
A lot of craziness. Well, if you just would have caught on, because like the search engine, like Google, what is Google anyways? But we would have just all been using back rubs a lot differently. okay,
whatever.
I'm gonna get out of here.
Fun facts, baby, fun facts, fun facts, baby, fun facts, Friday.
All right, this is something we do every single Friday because usually we're all drained, we're all exhausted, and so when we look back on our week and we're like, you know what, the week wasn't that bad because we share the best thing someone said to us this week, and there is no better sound than the sound of Kevin playing the big harp. it is beautiful sounding of Kevin playing the big harp. So what is the best thing someone said to you this week? You share it with us at 314-531-9898. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
So it actually came from our Brett Megas Show text line. I'm usually the one that operates it, and we get a lot of spicy and fiery texts, but we did get a really nice one this week from Vicky. She texted in and she said, I love you guys. The way that your conversations evolve are amazing. Have a great day to all of you.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
very kind.
Ultimate
that's so,
compliment.
That's a huge
compliment. Like, really, just a bunch of group of friends hanging out, chatting with you, and you being part of the conversation, but actually acknowledging that we're not always dum-dums is a great thing.
Right.
Kevin, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Mine comes from the friends of my son, Sam, Keegan, and Aiden. They came over the other night. They were very respectful. And then a special shout-out to Aiden because he said, hey, my mom listens to the Brett Megas Show, and she loves the show.
Oh,
and her name is Vicky. She texted in on the text line. We got one, maybe two. Alex, I'm not going to skip you this week. Yeah. What's the best thing I've said to you this week?
This week, I would say my cousin who plays guitar with me around town, and we've kind of become like a little bit of a duo and a trio thing. He sent me this nice text, you know, basically explaining how gracious and appreciative he is that I've brought him into this crazy journey of playing all around town, and he would have never thought that he'd be performing in front of people, especially at Busch Stadium. So that meant a lot to me.
The Alex Rich Trio is like all over signs at Busch Stadium. It's just pretty crazy. Cool.
The guys are everywhere.
Yeah. All right, AB.
Normally I really struggle with this to think of anything. This is like the easiest week for me ever. Mine is that my orthodontist told me that I get my Invisalign off in 2 weeks.
Oh my God, this is something. This is something that you've shed a lot of tears about.
Yeah, like this has been the longest, like years and years of me like struggling with like insecurity about my teeth, and the fact that they're straight and that I'm gonna be done so soon is insane.
They look awesome.
You got a beautiful mouth, girl.
All right.
It's gonna get even weirder, guys. If you thought that was weird, it's about to get even weirder because my is the compliment to AB.
Oh, here we go.
How do you say you got a beautiful mouth, girl? Then you have to. AB just reminded me this week via like text. She texted me and just reminded me that you can't screw up God's plan. And sometimes I think you just need a friend to tell you that because sometimes I'm one of those people that constantly worries about the people in my life. Like there's people that I really truly care about and I want to be the savior for them. And it's interesting to use this on Easter weekend and to remind myself that I'm not their savior. God is their savior in my eyes. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. And so it's not my responsibility. It's not me to take on that burden, but I also feel that burden heavily all the time, constantly worrying about my family. In that God will take care of them. And when a friend reminds you of that, it just it's a moment of peace and like a zen in a life of chaos. And that really helped me when she texted me. She's like, hey, don't worry about that stuff. It all takes care of itself in the end. I was like,
yeah,
what a great reminder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes I think we try to control the things that we're not in control of.
It's great.
That's how you kick off the weekend. It's how a special way to kick off the Easter weekend. What's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.